Barbecue Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Zero Res want you to know they've got a great special coming up, by the way, but there's all kinds of specials going on. Worry no more. If you have the people coming over for Christmas parties, if you have New Year's parties, if you have Cotton Bowl parties, Belk Bowl parties, then you want to clean this up. If you, even if you aren't, you know, aware of what they do, or if you aren't conscious about soaps and chemicals and detergents, I just got just a good deal for you. Now, I liked them because my carpet dried faster. There was no residue left behind. It was awesome. But I like the deal as well. Right now, call them at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Ask about the three-room special. Mention my name, and you're going to get a free hallway with that. These are great deals going on right now at Zero Res. It's a holiday season. Think about Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell the same backwards as it is forward. Now, you're honest on this show. Sometimes you pick on me. Sometimes you blatantly have disregard for the truth in order to try to troll a little bit.
To push my agenda.
As we were going to break, I did say it correctly.
Yeah, you did.
I don't normally get these things right, but
you just froze in the moment.
It's unhomogenized.
Boom.
Okay.
It was easy. It was there. It was all in front of you.
Dude, you're asking me, that's a six-syllable word. Unhomogenized. No, five-syllable word.
Hey, clap it out, man. Clap it out.
Five-syllable words are tough for me, buddy. I'm sorry. That being said, I got it right on my own. Here's something I need from you.
What's that?
I'm going to go over Clemson South Carolina's remaining recruiting boards in this segment. Josh Williams, 725. Scott Reimer, 745. And Jinxie Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, 805.
I'll talk to you at 820.
No, at 8:15 this morning, I need Biggie. We've got some college football. We've got some NFL. I have some college basketball this weekend. So I'm going to give that for you.
Just hanging out.
Apparently,
it's all
William is mad at us. And still? I can't go a day without William. And you do a great William impersonation. So I need William on the air. Oh. Please.
I am not doing that.
All right. Because I'm not going to talk over William anymore.
Yeah.
When he calls in, I'm going to let him have his say because I want to totally comprehend and get it all in there. But if for some reason there is some miscommunication, what will he say on the air?
If there's some miscommunication, I will sort it out when the time comes. But I cannot do that. William's a good guy. He's a good caller. And we're looking forward to his call. If he does call today,
okay.
I'm gonna give you
a choice.
Yeah.
I need your impersonation of William.
Yeah.
Or the hockey song or Diggins.
We'll decide and we'll do it about 9:05 this morning.
No. I want it before 7:20 break.
We'll do it about 9:05, 9:06 ish, somewhere in there.
Before the 7:20 break. All right, let me give you this. You want Clemson South Carolina recruiting news, I understand. I've got it for you. Get some text on that anyway. The Gamecocks are waiting on several guys. You ready? Waiting on Chris Steele, cornerback, St. John Bosco High School, Bellflower, California. He's a five-star by Rivals. It's Florida, South Carolina, Southern Cal, Oregon, Oklahoma. I really don't know. There's a lot of people saying Florida. To be honest with you, I really don't know. They're waiting on Eric Gray, running back from Memphis, Tennessee, four-star, number 233 in the country. Oh, by the way, Steele's number 13 in the country. Be a big pickup at corner. Eric Gray was a Michigan commitment. They're out. I think it's South Carolina and Tennessee. He goes to Tennessee this weekend. They're waiting on a couple of guys from the University of Florida, besides Chris Steele. Tyrone Hopper linebacker, Roswell, Georgia, ended up, he's from Gaffney originally. He committed to Florida. He's visited Florida and South Carolina, number 129 in the country. Gamecocks would love to have him. I don't know what to think about this one. I still think Florida at this point. Also between the Gators and the Gamecocks, another Gator commitment, Jaden Hill from Madison, Alabama, three-star, been committed to Florida, but South Carolina's in as well. I still think that might be, maybe they might flip him, but right now I think Florida. Another flip candidate, Jayshon Sheffield, man at St. Simon's, Georgia, has been committed to Auburn for a while. Auburn didn't have an offense, or they just got a new offense coordinator. Four-star, not in the top 250, but a four-star there. A guy that I don't think is going to sign in the early signing period, Jacquez Sorrells, is from Winter Park, Florida, defensive lineman, South Carolina, Alabama, some teams in there now. He's got like an academic issue to clear up, but once he does that, he'll sign with maybe one of those two teams. Another cornerback from Florida, Johnny Dixon, four-star, according to Rivals.com. Penn State, Miami, South Carolina, and Florida. Another cornerback, Jamie Robinson from Leesburg, Georgia, another four-star, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky with him. Another cornerback from Atlanta, DeQuantius Watts, three-star. That's Ole Miss, Indiana, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, maybe. Ja'Kai Moore, offensive tackle from Knoxville, Virginia, three-star. Is down to Penn State in South Carolina. He's going to sign on signing day. Darius Washington is an offensive lineman from Pensacola, Florida, that's been committed to Mississippi State, and they are trying to encourage him to make that flip. I think he signs on signing day, this early one. And finally, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from Mullins, that the Gamecocks in Tennessee have brought in. Not sure if he's an early signing day guy or not. So that is, let me see what I'm saying this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 guys. I think they'd like to sign 4 or 5 of those 12. All caught up with it. Mr. 24, any questions about South Carolina football recruiting?
No questions
signing
about
day week,
the
coming
Gamecocks.
Up in 5 days.
Boo.
What do you mean, boo?
Boo.
I'm telling you over there, I need one thing from you. The William impersonation.
This is the holiday season. I'm not going to mock somebody on there.
All right. Well, I need Diggins. Or I need...
We are in December. That happened last February.
It's okay.
It has expired. And I'm really upset with the Devils right now, so no hockey song.
No, one of the three. I'm getting one of the three.
Hey, it ain't happening, dude.
All right. Running backs. This is Clemson's board. You ready?
Yeah.
A little cloudy at Clemson running back board now.
It looks like Ely's not coming.
Well, you can't tell the difference between me and Ray Charles.
You can't do it.
Ole Miss commitment, Jerrion Ealy from Jackson, Mississippi, has flirted with Clemson, has flirted with Mississippi State, is flirting with Alabama. He's also going to flirt with Major League Baseball, and he's not going to sign early. So that's going to be that. Jerrion Ealy is a January story. DJ Williams from Sebring, Florida, has been committed to Appalachian State. But Miami and Tennessee brought him in. He's going to go to Georgia this weekend. He was at Alabama last weekend. I think Clemson's out. Those are the 5 official visits. I think Clemson's pretty much out with DJ Williams now. We will find out. I think today we find out on William Putnam. Tampa offensive lineman, number 106 in the country, the 7th best guard in the country, according to Rivals.com, 4-star, who's down to Auburn, Florida State, and Clemson. My gut tells me it's Florida State and Clemson.
You need to get Putnam.
A Florida State recruiting Twitter site last night called Putnam the most important Florida State recruit in years.
You need to get Putnam.
I think he's important for Clemson, too. Florida State is kind of he's got the best relationship with Fry, their offensive line coach, and they're pretty much telling him, hey, man, you come here, you're going to start from day one. In-state, kind of been leaning to Florida State for a little bit anyway. If Clemson can pull this one.
You need him.
Oh, badly.
You need him.
Very badly. And the other big offensive line story here, Jimmy Frisch from Greenville, who has been to Syracuse. He goes to Nebraska this weekend. He was at Clemson yesterday, and it's basically going to be the Nebraska Clemson. We'll find out when he gets back from his Nebraska official visit. Three-star offensive tackle. Tyler Davis, we found out yesterday from Apopka, Florida, defensive tackle down to Florida State and Clemson. He's going to announce on signing day 8:15. So we'll have that live from you from George Coleman Ford.
Ooh, mama.
He won't be at George Coleman Ford. We'll announce from George Coleman Ford. He's going to be at Apopka, Florida.
He'll be at George Coleman Ford in Traveler's Rest.
And Quaveris Couch, athlete from Charlotte, North Carolina, is going to announce on during the Army All-American game, we think.
However, he's rumored to be giving a silent commitment to whatever coaching staff he is going to commit to.
And I see the Clemson or Michigan.
See.
Okay. So just a little recruiting stuff there for you. All right.
Step into.
You have any questions? Any of this stuff? Sound.
How important is it that Clemson lands Putnam? Is there a backup plan in place? Because right now, the offensive line class for this recruiting class, this cycle, is looking rather bleak as you took a couple of swings on some bigger names and you missed. How important is Will Putnam?
Very important. Four-star. These guys are going to come in and play, you think? No doubt about that. So,
if you don't get them, what happens? I mean, the world keeps spinning. You move on. I get it.
Yeah.
What's your contingency plan? Is there one in place?
Then you go into January and you have to go make a national search for an offensive lineman.
And maybe reach on a guy that you're not as familiar with.
Right. Right.
It doesn't sound ideal.
It's not, but isn't that how you got Travis Etienne?
Sure. It is.
You know, late January searches. Last year, who did Clemson get late? You remember who got lateness in the process? Got Justin Ross late, but that wasn't like a thing late. I mean, that wasn't they knew about him. They recruited him all along.
What are you doing?
Hold on a second. Who did Clemson get last year late?
What are you doing?
In the game?
Mickey just clicked his pen in.
Come on. Come on.
Took his earphone out.
So I don't really know. Did they get anybody
dug into
late
his
last
ear canal
year? I don't really know.
And scraped out wax.
I don't know. There's no wax.
It clicked it out.
My ear itched.
And the wax fell to the floor.
No, it did not. That's crazy. Let me get Mike and Anderson up. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. Top of the morning to you, Mickey. How about the, had a question and a comment. How about an update on the little dude and the little mom?
Man, I appreciate you asking, Mike. Little man Drake, he's 30 weeks. As of Tuesday, he was 30 weeks. This coming Tuesday, he'll be 31 weeks, so about 9 or 10 weeks away, and she's feeling great. At the last doctor's appointment last week, he was the doctor described him as perfect, and we've had zero complications, zero issues, and we've got another doctor's appointment a week from today, and man, everybody's excited. We're doing nursery stuff and getting ready, man, getting ready.
That's good stuff.
I appreciate
it's
you asking,
exciting
buddy.
Time. I'm happy for
yeah,
you.
I appreciate
yes,
you
sir.
Asking,
had a comment and then a question for you. There's been a lot of talk on your and Zach's show and everybody's show this week about the bowl situation. Extremely interesting article in USA Today Sports yesterday, and the guy breaks it down about how the money is being doled out, blah, blah, blah. And although there are not a lot of butts in the seats now at a lot of bowls, attendance is down for like 10 years in a row, according to his figures, and they're skewed somewhat by attendance at the bigger bowls. They're averaging about 40,000 fans per bowl. The ESPN paid out to the NCAA, and then they dispersed it last year, $469 million. That's a lot of money, a lot of money. One of the reasons that the bowls are still doing well from a financial standpoint, for instance, the Birmingham Bowl, which used to be the BBVA Bowl and then whatever before that, they paid ESPN $500,000 last year to put their name on the bowl. And according to a guy, I think it was the mayor of Birmingham that he interviewed, that $500,000 bought them about $3.6 million worth of advertising, visitors, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how they figure that. So according to this guy anyway, the bowl system is very healthy financially for now. They don't know what the future holds, but for now they're good. All right, there's that. And then I had two questions for you. on Ben and Brad's show yesterday or day before yesterday, some guy was on there named William, and then I heard him on Corn Blute, I think last night. I don't know who this guy is, but he does a very, very good job. I'd like to hear more of him. And then on Depp Tula's show one day this week, and I know you can get him, Tim Beret was on for about an hour and a half or 2 hours. That's got to be the smartest sports guy I've ever heard in my life. And I would like to personally lobby you, Mickey Plowler, to speak to the upper management, Ben Milstead, and let's do some more Tim Beret. You got to love Tim Beret. And I hang up and listen, Mickey. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate the phone call there, Mike. Will is with the South Carolina Radio Network now, and he hosts a show with Phil Kornblut, and does a really good job. You can hear him on their show. I think he comes on once a week with Brad and Ben. And I've had Tim Beret on. The last time we had him on for a full hour, we had it. We did it from the golf tournament last spring, and we need to do that. Make that a yearly thing. Just get him in here and let him do an hour with us and talk about memories and stories and all that kind of stuff. I think that'd be fantastic. Let me get Zeke because we got a full hour of guests. Hey Zeke, I got a minute or so, or a minute and a half or so. Go right ahead, man. How you doing?
Doing really fast. Can I get one more for the road? That was awesome.
That's awesome,
man. That is awesome. I love it. Hey, real quick, Mickey, two questions. I'll hang up and get your thoughts. The first, I'm really excited about the hire of Bateman as defensive coordinator, so I want to get your thoughts on that. And two is, I think we got a really good shot to flip this commitment of this kid, this quarterback out of Charlotte, Sam, can't think of his last name. I want to get your thoughts on him, and I'll just hang up and listen to both of them. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate the phone call. I was looking up the Howell stuff. What was his first one? You remember? I got the Sam Howell stuff right here in front of me. What was his first question? Can't remember what the stinking first question is. The second question was about Sam Howell, and I do have time to go over that right now. Sam Howell is a quarterback out of Charlotte. He's been committed to Florida State for some time. That being said, Mac Brown's making a big run, and Florida State still does not have an offensive coordinator. So Matt Brown's trying to wrap this up before Wednesday. Sam Howell's dad said the other day in an interview that Sam will not sign with Florida State if they don't have a offensive coordinator by Wednesday. So, interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
If he does not go to Florida State, I think he goes to North Carolina. When we come back, Josh Williams is going to join us. We'll talk about Saturday's bowl overview. We got some bowl games coming up. Also, the college football market update and some conference bowl props. We'll get to some of those when you come back for more. Hey, good news for Clemson fans. If you are headed out to Dallas, you want to head out to Dallas, American, Delta, Southwest are all offering nonstop flights from GSP in Greenville from December the 28th to December the 30th. The Americans can have their normal schedule, two flights a day. Delta, Southwest have added special flights for the big game. With Delta, you can fly to DFW. With Southwest, you fly to Love Field. They strive to make this the most convenient they can for fans of the upstate. So the easiest thing to do, you can go to AA.com, American Airlines, AA.com, and get that done. Or you can go to Delta.com or go to Southwest.com and click in GSP. They'd love for you to come by there with some special flights coming up from Greenville out to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl Classic. We'll take a short break. Are you going to get me Diggins? Are you going to get me song?
I'm going to get you Josh Williams in the next segment is what I'm going to get you.
You're in big trouble, mister. You're in big trouble. We'll take a break. Come back. Josh Williams right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Are you about to buy a home? Whether it's your first home or your 10th home, I can help you. Our FHA purchase loan rates are lower than most of those big banks, and we're right here in South Carolina. Let my 23 years of experience help you. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
NMLS number 107429. Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval. Equal credit opportunity lender.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah! Here we go now! 60 degrees
next week. See this? 60 degrees.
Is it really?
Yep. Loving that. Ugh. Don't go to Katichi if you want to. If you don't like fast greens. I keep getting this over and over and over. Do not go to Katichi if you don't like fast greens.
I need those slow greens so they're forgiving for my scold chip shots around the edge there.
Nope. Go and play. Everybody loves fast greens. I don't know any golfer that doesn't like fast greens. Get in touch with them. Katichi, CATECHEE.com. Hey, take Sunday. Go over after church. Get you some go to early service. Take the wife over. Have some great brunch over there. Play a little golf.
Sign up for those lessons. That was a great deal we had on the air.
I love those golf lessons. Hmm. With Jeff Gotham, one of the best in the country. In case you missed yesterday's show, unlimited golf lessons. You can get golf lessons every single day over there with packets they have. A driver, putter, wedge series of lessons. And now they got this cool deal because they're giving back over there if you've got six non-perishable cans of food. Take it over. You get a $60 golf lesson. Really cool stuff. Katichi, C-A-T-E-C-H-E.com. One of the last times I played Katichi, Josh Williams went over and almost set the course record. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Doing well, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I have six bowl games tomorrow. Is that right? Six bowl
games. Yeah.
Are you going to break everyone's down for me or give me little overviews of this? What are we doing with these bowl games?
Let's just do a little overview.
All right. Let me set this up for you, by the way. Tomorrow I have Alcorn State, North Carolina A&T, the Celebration Bowl. I have Louisiana Lafayette and Tulane, the Cure Bowl. I have North Texas and Utah State and New Mexico Bowl. I have Arizona State, Fresno State, and Las Vegas Bowl. I have Eastern Michigan and Georgia Southern in the Camellia Bowl. And I have Appalachian State, Middle Tennessee State in the New Orleans Bowl. Six bowl games tomorrow.
Yeah, I really kind of want to just focus this in really on a couple of them. Looking back at last year's bowl schedule, there were six teams that played in bowl games that were played basically before New Year's Eve that came into those bowl games that were in the midst of a coaching change. Those six teams won a combined 1-5. The only winner was Florida State, which was a 2-touchdown favorite. So this, looking at tomorrow, you've got two teams there that are in the midst of a coaching change, have one of them with their coach hired, but not coaching the game. So you got App State and Utah State both tomorrow, both at least a touchdown favorite. Now that you look at Utah State, obviously their head coach is moving on, and he's taken, two co-coordinators and six assistants with him to his next stop. So you got those guys that have been splitting time in these last couple weeks, scrambling, doing some recruiting before that early period. So that line in that case has come down almost 4 points. They opened as an 11-point favorite. It's down now to 7.5. When you look at Appalachian State, they've been pretty flat. It's been pretty much a 7-point line since it opened. Not much movement there, even though they've gotten slightly more action. The line really hadn't moved there. So be sure to watch those tomorrow. And I think that Utah State, North Texas is actually a pretty good matchup. Could be pretty entertaining.
Here's what I just learned from you. I learn something from you all the time. Six bowl games, coaching changes before New Year's Day last year, 1-5. And the only one, and this really sticks out to me now, Florida State beat Southern Miss last year, 42-13 in Shreveport. But you know what I really got out of that? That for the last 2 years, a Florida State program that was national championship caliber, in the last two football seasons, their bowl experience comes down to Shreveport, Louisiana beating Southern Miss with Odell Higgins as their head coach. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
That's crazy to think about. National championship program, 2 years, Shreveport, Odell Higgins beating Southern Miss. All right, crazy to think about. You have a college football playoff market update for me.
Yeah, looking at, we'll do the Orange Bowl first. We got, Oklahoma and Alabama. It's been pretty steady, sitting at Alabama minus 14 for the last week or so. There was a little bit of movement when it first came out that opened at 13.5, and it's kind of bounced back and forth between 14 and 14.5, but it's been pretty steady there since then. As you'd expect, Alabama's gotten slightly more action, and they've gotten basically 2/3 of the money. So I would think that probably still picks up as you get to game day when the public really gets a hold of it. They're not going to be the ones that are betting this far ahead, typically. The biggest thing that sticks out there is that the point total is now up to 80.5. So now this is over a full touchdown higher than the previous highest point total in a playoff game, which was FSU and Oregon back in 2014, I guess it was. And as far as Notre Dame and Clemson, I guess I kind of underestimated this one a little bit. It opened around 11. I'm seeing a bunch of places now that have 12, some a couple even having 12.5. Notre Dame has gotten slightly more, just under 60% of both the ticket count and money as of yesterday. but that line has ticked up. So I kind of underestimated that. I thought that line would tick down. Obviously, I kind of expected Notre Dame to get some support anyway, but that line has kind of gone the opposite way of what I've expected so far.
And I think that line, I think it goes down when the public gets hold of it because Notre Dame's one of his darling teams. Like, the Subway alumni kind of vote, kind of bet it down a little bit. Can I see that happening in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Finally, I have conference bowl props. And win totals for ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 12, and SEC. You've seen these, I take it.
Yeah, I was actually going to run through that with you, and just in the Power Five there. So I guess I'll start with the Big 12. You got seven total bowl teams. The over under win total is at 2.5. Slightly more juice to the over, but when you look at it, you've got three of the biggest dogs of the bowl season in Texas and Oklahoma, you know, both double digit. Oklahoma State sitting at 8.5. And then, you know, the one favorite that you have right now is West Virginia playing without their quarterback. The two I guess I would feel best about would be probably Baylor and Iowa State. So that's kind of a tough one to peg. It might even be tough to scratch out three.
Now, let me say this for folks keeping up at home. That's seven now, and the college football semifinals count, but the championship game would not count in this. Am I right by saying that?
That's how I would interpret it, yes. Yeah.
I think I've got the note here in front of me that the championship game does not, but the semifinals do. And last year, the Big Ten, Big 12, I should say, oh, by the way, went 5-3 in that one. What's what conference is next?
I would look at the Pac-12. Also, it has seven bowl teams. You know, they've been obviously much maligned throughout the year. Theirs is actually, the over-under is 3.5. And it's actually juiced a pretty good bit to the over. The over is minus 155. You've got, looks like four of the seven are favorites. Utah, maybe a little bit surprisingly being the biggest favorite. Now, I guess that one surprised me a little bit. Just because that would tend to be a little lower scoring game. You would think against Northwestern, they're up to 7.5, but you got a couple teams in there, mainly, you know, Washington State for sure, that has a terrible bowl track record. And you look at, you know, Oregon, they're getting a lot of love. That line opened pretty close to pick. And has jumped all the way up to 3. But D'Antoni definitely has a pretty strong performance there on his track record for Michigan State.
And remember this, is a conference that went 1-8 in bowl games last year. All right, three more conferences. So what's next?
The SEC, we got 11 total. 7.5, I believe, is the last one that I have seen. Some places have 6.5, but it's really heavily juiced to the over. So 7.5, the over is plus 145, under minus 190. I mean, a lot of those matchups look pretty favorable. Out of those 11 teams, there's only two that look to be underdogs. So that may be one. There's even some places that you can get some alternate lines where you can take a little bit higher, like you could take a over 8.5 or something like that, that even better odds. But some of those look pretty favorable. I guess the two that I really dislike would be Auburn and Vanderbilt for sure.
And last year the SEC went 4-5 in bowl games. How about the Big Ten is next, right?
Yeah, they have a total of 9, and theirs is over-under set at 4.5. Over is plus 110, under minus 150, so that's juiced a pretty good bit. Thinking that most of that action is coming in on under there. And let's see, at 9, looks like you've only got three favorites, Michigan and at 7.5, and then you get Penn State and Ohio State both at 6.5, so quite a few dollops there that makes sense why that is juiced a little bit to the under 4.5.
And the Big Ten, an astounding 7-1 in bowl games last year. The ACC was 4-6 in bowl games last year. Over under, is it about 4.5? Is that what I see on that line?
4.5, and it's actually juiced pretty heavily to the over at -150. There's only 3 of the 11 teams that are favorites, so it kind of points to maybe a couple of trendy underdogs there. Probably Duke against Temple, and another coaching turnover there. But I kind of have a hard time pegging another one other than maybe Syracuse. So I'm interested to watch that one. I'm a little bit interested, curious as to why it's kind of juiced so much to the over. I guess if off the cuff, if I was, you know, pegging them real quick, I would definitely say I like Clemson and Syracuse and Tech and Duke. But it's really a coin flip finding a good one you like after that.
I'm glad we didn't talk about some other prop bets right here. I've got these in front of me. The most highest total touchdown passes in a bowl game, over under at 5.5. The highest passing yards in a bowl game, 529.5. Highest receiving yards, 252.5. Individual stuff. Also, you can bet on how many bowl games go to overtime. The over under is 2.5. You can bet on if you have a double overtime or a triple overtime game. So glad we didn't touch on all those. But next week, if we can, we'll have another full slate and maybe some more interesting bowl games. And then, you know, we'll always keep a running tally of our college football playoffs. Hey, bud, always appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you guys soon. And can't wait to talk to you next week.
Yeah, man, you guys have a good weekend. Stay dry.
All right. That's our great friend Josh Williams. Little J-Dub. Little Vegas. Now we're finding out not only where the sharps have it, not only what the trends are, but what side it's juiced on. Good stuff with some money line stuff there. Or at least some plus and minuses there. Our friends at Pajamagram want to tell you about their Perfect 10 pajamas, or pajamas for some folks out there. Hey, guys, we never get it right. We're idiots. We're dumb. We're stupid. We can't do it right. Make it easy on the Perfect 10 pajama is perfect for her. The Perfect 10 pajama from Pajamagram.com, America's PJ experts. They've created this pajamas of her dreams. Softer than silk. Gentle, relaxing to her touch. She's going to love it. She's going to look great in it. The Perfect 10 pajamas puts her, makes her a perfect 10 all the time. Hey, great news for guys out there now. We make this easy on you when free gift wrapping packaging is available right now. That's free. Also, delivered by Christmas is still guaranteed. And you got nothing to lose here. Backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, you risk nothing. The Perfect 10 pajamas, destined to sell out before Christmas. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com and tell them that Mickey sent you. Scott Reimer is set to host the 212th consecutive Tiger pregame show from Dallas, Texas. We'll get a little update there. One of the things I'll ask him about the mindset heading into it, are Clemson fans overconfident, overlooking Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl? We'll get with Scott Reimer on that after a very short break.
Four consecutive ACC titles.
The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. The Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff Semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
The 2018 Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 1 p.m. on December 29th on the flagship station of Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Treat your lady to a day of complete relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. She'll love the rejuvenating facial, skin, and nail therapy, and many other services. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for any occasion and shows her you care. This holiday, treat her to Lilia Day Spa, 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
At Ingles, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
A wish and silent night and still on the fence.
Okay, we're ready.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingles, Smithfield Super Trim Shank Portion Smoked Ham, 88 cents a pound. Select sizes and varieties General Mills cereal, 4 for $10. And select varieties 14 to 16.3 ounce Peter Pan peanut butter, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. We appreciate the new friends made since we opened in August and look forward to serving everyone into the new year. We are adding many more house-made local features for 2019. Come in for lunch or dinner and pick up a gift certificate for someone special while watching bowl games on our new TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Call 654-5151 to order carryout for your holiday party.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mall.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. First Class Halt Automotive. They service Hondas. They service Acuras. They service Lexus. They service Toyota. Here's the thing I'm telling you, that from the first time you call them until you pick your car up, everything is first class. They have two waiting rooms. I went to the Anderson location. They have two waiting rooms. They have one for families, one for individuals. Families, you know, you get little kids running around. You get books to read and coloring books and crayons. You get all that for that. And then you get the, you know, one if you don't want to do that. On the other side, it's first class. They're going to be honest with you, up front with you. They're not going to say anything you don't need because they want you coming back. They want you to trust them with that. And when they earn your trust, that's something, it's always hard to find, you know, good people and good trust. I can tell you this, their parts and products, they use factory OEM parts exclusively there. The machines that they work on it with is first class. When they do an oil change, it's Mobil 1. I was surprised by this when Greg and Mark told me, hey, man, Get your oil changed. Put good oil in your car. Don't put the cheap stuff that you're getting at some other places. Go with our great friends at First Class Halt. FirstClassHalt.com in Anderson and in Greenville. Get in touch with them. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, they want to do that work for you. On December the 29th at 10 o'clock Eastern time, I think I'm right by saying this, Scott Reimer is going to host the Tiger pregame show. The Road to Santa Clara begins the Tiger pregame show for the 212th consecutive time. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I think one of the biggest challenges, first of all, I think it's going to be 213, or either, and it's been a while since I've looked at it, so either I'm wrong or you're wrong. But
no,
I think
you know what? I didn't count the, you're right, it's 213 because I did not count the Pittsburgh game in there. You're right, 213.
All right. You are forgiven. It's Friday.
This is 2 weeks in a row.
And then the other thing is, I think the biggest challenge of this pregame show, it's crazy to think Clemson's not going to play this football season again in an Eastern time zone. No matter what happens, they're not going to play in an Eastern time zone. And it's not hard math, Mick, but us East Coast people, we never have to do the transfer. You know, we always just, everything's just Eastern time, right? But the people out in the Central time zone and the Pacific, they're used to minus and off the hours, right? But I'm not used to it. So I'm worried that I will botch that at multiple times. I even on the rundown sheet have to put both times on it just because I don't know if Lee's going to be running the show on the wrong time or on the wrong segment because he can't keep it straight or so. The whole time zone thing is the biggest challenge that I have heading towards this semifinal game.
Hey, you just read our minds. During the break, we're trying to figure out what time you come on. That's even here with 4 o'clock. 3 o'clock Central time is the kickoff. You'll be here. 10 o'clock is the 10 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock their time. Here's something I thought about, Scott Reimer. If we do make it to the national championship game, we will be doing our Monday and our Tuesday show January the 7th and January 8th from California. And what do you think about hosting a 3 a.m. local show? Because that's what it would be. 6 to 9 here.
I don't want any piece of that. Now, you will be a professional about that, and you'll be able to handle it one way or the other, win or lose. And let's just hope we can get to Santa Clara. But I don't want any piece of that because if we win, you know, that takes a little bit of celebration. And then maybe you're just better off not even going to sleep at that point. I don't know. But you did that out. I listened to you after the game in Arizona, which we lost, of course, the first year to Alabama. And I got up. We were headed to the airport that morning. And you were firing away on that thing. And it was, you know, like 3 a.m. out there.
And didn't go to bed that night. Maybe had a cocktail after the game. I don't know what we sounded like. So anyway, hey, something that I saw you tweeted back at us, and something that we just discussed on there a little bit earlier this morning is this maybe even overconfidence, not overlook. You don't overlook Notre Dame. You don't overlook a National College Football Playoff semifinal. You don't overlook the Cotton Bowl. But fans, maybe some overconfidence, maybe going into your double-digit favorites like you've been all year long. Is that do you sense some of that with the fan base?
I do. I sense it. I don't think it's in unproportional to what Clemson's favored. I don't think that Clemson folks feel like we're 30 points better than Notre Dame. But I think most Clemson fans think we're 2 touchdowns better than Notre Dame. Now, is that overconfident? Proportionally confident? I don't know what you want to frame that. I think we've lived in this world prior to this 4-year streak, Mick, of always fearing the boogeyman coming out of the closet. You know, like we're gonna lay an egg or we're gonna play a poor football game. You know, the whole Tommy Bowden syndrome that it's a noon game and we're gonna just lay this egg. But we're so far now removed from that. I think where we err now maybe a little bit is being too confident, if you want to. But I don't know, we're 14 point favorites, whatever it is. I was listening earlier when you had the guy on talking about the spreads and the lines, and I mean, I think it's proportional. I'll ask you this, Mick. When I went back, I finally stomached being able to watch the Alabama game last year. It's been, and that was just a week ago. I couldn't watch it until a week ago, and I know you probably dove into it, but think about this. Answer these questions for me, 4 quick questions. last year quarterback Kelly Bryant was quarterback. This year, of course, we'll have Trevor Lawrence. Last year running back Etienne, Feaster, and Choice were primarily getting the carries. And that'll be the same this year. You know, you can throw Lynn Jay in there. Maybe he'll get some carries. At receiver, we were relying on Deion Kane and Ray-Ray McCloud, along with Hunter Renfrow and Amari Rodgers. And, of course, Renfrow and Rodgers are back. But let's eliminate Kane and McCloud and add T. Higgins, Justin Ross, and Darian Kendrick. And then let's look at the teams that Clemson are playing, Notre Dame versus Alabama. In my opinion, I think we're better at quarterback. We're at a minimum equal at running back. I think we're better than we were last year at running back because I think those guys are older and wiser. And then I definitely think we're better at wide receiver. And I don't think Notre Dame's as good as Alabama. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong on any of this.
I don't think you are. And to even go a step farther, Etienne got hurt in that game, if you remember. And Travis Etienne had four carries for 22 yards. He averaged 5.5 yards a carry. But he only had four carries in the game. And if you remember, T. Higgins, who came on strong at the end of last year, got hurt in preseason practice or in pre-bowl practice, and he got hurt in the game itself, and he didn't catch a pass last year. He didn't play after about the first period last year. And on top of that, you had a lot of people might not have known him, but Will Spires was hurt last year, hurt his hamstring, I think it was, or his groin. The Tigers were banged up last year going into the bowl game. On top of that, field position and some of that stuff happened in there. But, I think you're right. I think they're better at almost every position than last year. And I still think this – I don't get your thoughts on this, Scott. Dabo Swinney, if you're double-digit favorites, you got to find ways to motivate. I think that Dabo Swinney, who has a very long memory, who's very, very competitive, has a long memory. And I've got to think somehow, some way, the Sugar Bowl appearance last year is a motivating factor for Clemson this year going to Cotton Bowl. Your thoughts on that?
Totally agree. I thought, especially when I watched the game again, it had been a year since I'd watched the game, or not quite a year, but whatever it was. And I don't mean the highlights. I mean like the whole game, you know, and going through it. You could sense, too, very early in that game, make Alabama had the emotional edge over Clemson. The revenge factor of having lost the year before, I thought, played more of a factor than I remember it playing, being in the stadium last year. You could see the emotional feel from the opening kickoff when I think Etienne was hurt. I don't know if that's when he got hurt, but he got popped on the opening kickoff. You could see a difference in emotion with Alabama. And I think part of that was due to the fact that, A, they got beat by Clemson the year before, and, B, you know, they heard all leading up to the game about how bad they were. You know, they lost to Auburn. They didn't make the ACC championship. Clemson was going to win to dominate. The mantle had been passed, or the torch had been passed, you know, from Alabama. Clemson. They listened to all that. Now, I will say, I do think the reason that this is going to be a good football game in the Cotton Bowl, and I think Notre Dame is worthy of being in the playoffs. I think their record, you know, when you don't lose a football game, you deserve credit, just like Clemson deserves credit, regardless of what your schedule is. Notre Dame's going to listen to all this. And so, you know, they'll have that. They'll have an emotional edge, too, because not many people are going to give them a whole lot of chance of winning this game. So I think both teams – I don't think Clemson has an advantage emotionally in this game. I think it certainly helps Clemson that you lost last year in the semifinal, and the taste of that's on your mouth. And those seniors came back to redeem themselves from that, right? So I think that works for Clemson's favor. But I think Notre Dame will come with a lot of emotion as well, because they'll be the team with no chance to win. So that's why I think we're set up for a really good football game. I just think, at least on whatever day today is, December 12th, 13th, whatever we are, I just think Clemson's better, a little bit better. And I think that's going to be the difference when the final seconds tick off the clock in Dallas.
Final one here. I got a couple of minutes. Final one here. We talked a little bit about it last week. You've had a week now to kind of get a little better feel for it. The fan base travel plans, some flights have opened up, some of the flights have come down. And then you got to balance in there. I'm hearing a little bit of this, Scott Reimer. We can't go to Santa Clara, but so we're going to go to Dallas instead. Normally, you know, last time out, hey, we couldn't go to Glendale. Scottsdale area, or Glendale area, but we're going to go to Tampa if we make it. Can you see that? Maybe the Tigers have more fans in Dallas than they'll have if they can make it to Santa Clara?
Oh, I think Clemson will have maybe double the amount of people in Dallas than they will in Santa Clara. I, I think the Santa Clara trip's a tough one. I think it's a great trip, and I'm, you know, looking forward to maybe having the opportunity to do it. But I think what happens is exactly what you said, and I think we've gotten wise in these 4 years of understanding this. You know, I remember just being so broke after that first year. I didn't know what to do, right? Because, I mean, you just, and then you turn around and have to do it again the next year. Because you didn't know if you'd ever get back there again, right? But you did. And then now, a third year, you got back there. And then now you're in there for a fourth year. But we've kind of gotten wise to it. And what you'll see, I think, Nick, are groups of people, families, you know, just like the Reimer family, four of us are going to there. You know, my immediate family, we'll all go to Dallas, you know. But I will be the only one that goes to Santa Clara, you know, and if we make it there. And I think you'll see a lot of that. I think you'll see some people either choose between the two, or I think what you'll see is a lot of singletons, a lot of people who just can't bring the family, can't afford to bring the family. They'll make the second trip. But to go to Dallas and then turn around and go to Santa Clara a week later, man, there's just not, Nick, you know, you're in the radio business. I know what kind of life you live, brother, and I know your wife's in the education business, and I'm in it. That's unattainable for families to do both back-to-back, most families to do back-to-back.
I totally agree. Scott, next week when we talk, let's talk more about specifics about broadcast times, the show. I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. The 213th consecutive edition. I think I got it right now. I won't mess it up again.
I'm looking forward to it. I think by next week we can actually start to smell the game a little bit. It still seems a little bit a ways, and I'm getting ready. I'm chomping at the bit to get to it, but I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Sounds great. Scott Reimer, appreciate it as usual, buddy. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show. The road to Santa Clara begins with the Tiger Pregame Show. Mr. Orr 24, get ready. I got some biggie coming up for you. Love having some biggie. Want to know what you're going to watch this weekend? Also, get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Man, we'd love for you to come back. Hour number three, right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the priority.